Hi guys, welcome to another Thursday with Vintage and Vintage Heart. Hope your week has been good so far. Mine hasn't been the best, but well, here I am in my happy place, you know, doing what every talkative does best. Okay, so remember guys, you're still on the series Love on the Streets of Lagos. So as I always do advise, please try to listen to at least one of the previous episodes so you can catch up to what I'm talking about. Okay, I've introduced myself in the very first episode, so you can listen to that if you're having to get an idea of who you're listening to. Right, okay, so today I tried to take a different angle on the topic, on the series at hand. Love on the Streets of Lagos is broad, so I try every single week as I can to pick another angle to discuss with you guys, because I mean, I'm not exactly an expert, I just have a lot to say and I can't shut up. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about understanding and loving the process. Right, so you think about that for a minute. Understanding and loving the process. What process am I talking about? Well, the process I'm talking about is love, life, growth, age, and every other thing that you can think about as we go about daily routines. Okay, so that is what we're going to be talking about today. I'm going to try my very best to consider it from every angle that I can. You know, as I do say, I'm not an expert. I'm just a talkative, right? I have, you know, seen a lot of things. I've happened to hear a couple and experienced some myself. And I felt like, you know, I have some really good insight on some of these things. I feel like talking about them, so I'm going to talk about them. As I do say, I'm never going to shut up because I do have so many desires. I'm going to keep on saying them, right? So today, as I said, understanding and loving the process of life, the process of living, the process of loving, the process of growing, each and every one of these things sum up to, you know, become what we will be tomorrow, what we are right now. Each and every one of those things, we do them every single day. You know, every second you're growing, every second you're aging, right? So that and much more is what I'm going to be considering on this episode. So please grab a seat. Hope you're relaxed or, you know, in a calm place so you can hear me well. Remember, it's just once in a week, you can give me that much, okay? We're jumping right into it. Alright guys, so we know that every day we live add up to what will become tomorrow, right? So it's perfectly understandable that we walk towards our tomorrow, okay? I understand that. But you see, it's sad that many people actually find themselves struggling, or rather they choose to struggle instead of living. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that, you know, people shouldn't walk or people shouldn't toil during the day and all of that. There's no food for a lazy man, and certainly there won't be a future for the said man, okay? But I use that word struggle for a reason, right? I might be wrong, but the way I say it, one can walk without struggling. And by struggling, I mean doing things without do or die mentality. I see so many people subjecting themselves to all sort of suffering, not walking, suffering every day, just because they want to, you know, walk towards that better life, you know. And it's unfortunate that many out of that category never actually get to see that better life that they were so hyped up about, which is sad, right? Because in the end, what really is the point? In life, we are given the past, the present, and the future. Yet so many people are caged by the past, others are enthralled by the future, and very little take notice of each passing second, minute, and day. And so weeks and months pass us by so easily, and we wake up one morning 30 or 40 and we wonder, where has all our years gone, right? Know that you can't take back any second that passes. We know we have to, you know we have to work, we know we have to make this money, right? We know, everyone knows that, but we have just one lifetime, just one life. And yet we live it so hustle-oriented. It seems like there really isn't any other thing to life but money, money, money. I'm not going to try to talk about why people are so hustle-crazed. I believe many and perhaps all know very well why. Money is comfort. Money is security. Money is love, if you think about it for a moment. But, I repeat, but money isn't life. I'm trying very hard not to talk about anything spiritual, like saying or talking about stuff like divine responsibility and duty, you know, like they do say. Each and every one of us owe the world something, either to make an impact or influence an impact, a movement, knowledge, perhaps change. I don't know where that actually came from. Quote just dropped in my head. Anyways, we live for so much more than money. I mean, there's friendship, there's knowledge, there's creativity, invention, development, pleasure, mysteries, history even, and so much more. If nothing else, we've been born with a bucket load of emotions to decipher. So it really bugs me to see people, you know, so many people choose that shallow life of hustle, hustle, hustle. I feel like there's no purpose in that. I mean, it's just money, right? We seek so much of that, you know, most of them just don't realize that you can actually get so much more out of life than money. Every single day I think about it. When we leave this world, right, we know that all of that money is not coming with us. But we so much want to avoid poverty. It's a good thing. Nobody should ever have to live in poverty, right? We ought to work. It gives life purpose to work. But I'm saying, outside of that hustle, that box that you fit yourself inside, can you really say there's anything else to your life than money, money, money? It's sad, because I feel like that the answer to that question is no. Because if the answer really is no, then that means you're just one of those many that have subjected themselves to struggle every day. Because they have this picture in their head, like, I'm never going to be like my parents. I'm never going to be like my peers. I'm never going to be like this. I'm never going to be like that person, you know? And so they want so much more to get that money that they just embed themselves in that life of, you know, do whatever it takes. I feel like that is not hard work. It's just too much work. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I just feel like there's so much, I don't know, so much energy put into that. And it's not really going to get anybody anywhere. I mean, in the end, you could get the money, right? Become rich and then you're 50 with about a billion in your account, if that is possible. And then you look back at your youth and there is so much you could have done. There are so many regrets, right? I never want to live that kind of life, which is why I see it and I want to talk about it, right? Because we ought to recognize what life can offer, right? And then when we're working towards what we want, we appreciate each and every one of the steps that we take towards that place that we want to be tomorrow. Let's stop chasing tomorrow, right? Let's live today as though, you know, there is no tomorrow. Because when you live today good, when you live today perfect, even tomorrow is not going to be a worry for you. Right? So I'm telling you to take a little bit of time outside of that hustle, hustle, money, 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 and appreciate life. Because really, when you get that money, I also want you to get life. So I want to tell you guys a story, right? So there are just two friends, two guys. One is 25, the other is 22. They've basically known each other, their lives live in the same neighborhood, you know, just school friends. So the one that is 25 made his first million when he was 23, right? And the one that is 22 has had a net worth of 10 million since he's been 18. So one day, the one that is 25 walks up to the one that is 22 and, you know, he says, "Bro, you know, we're in this hustle together, right? We're all working and toiling and you're trying to grow ourselves, right? And we've known each other for the longest time, basically all of our lives. And I want to believe that you know that I would never hide anything from you or hurt you in any way intentionally. And the other one says, yeah, yeah. And the 25 one says, and I want to also believe that, you know, you feel the same way about me. And he says, yeah, of course. So the one who 25 tells him or asks him, you know, we've been walking since we're 18. The two of them basically started working since they were 18. So he tells him that we both know our account capacity, right? And you know that you have about 5 times what I have, and I'm older than you, right? The one that you're 22 then says to him, but I don't have half what you have. And the one that you're 25 says, what do you mean? And he tells him, so you say that I have 10 million. That's what the whole world thinks. The truth is that I actually have nothing, right? So I'm going to die in a matter of months, and I am busy draining my bank accounts to anywhere that I can. And the one that says, what are you talking about? So he tells him that I have this sickness in my family. We die very young. My dad had it and he tried every single thing that he could. Nothing was working. And all of the money that he's made, all of the business, the assets, and all of that, nothing could save him. He died trying, which was very sad to watch, because every single time there looked like there was hope, it would just disappointment all the way. So the guy tells him this, and the 25-year-old guy is shocked. He couldn't believe it. I mean, he's known him, but you know, never that intimate, right? And he couldn't even say anything. So the one that's 22 looks at him and, you know, smiles and is like, you know, I didn't want to tell anybody. Basically, no one knows, because I don't want to feel like, I don't know, like a charity case, object of everyone's pity. And he tells him that I have lived every single day of my life knowing that I was going to die perhaps before I'm 25, that I'll never get to 30, that I'll never grow old. And every single time that I think about that, I also remember that I have this large amount of money in my account that can do nothing to change it, you know? So I said I didn't want to keep it, not like my dad. I didn't want to have that false hope that something can be done differently, and all of the doctors and the propositions that, I mean, I said, no, do your, you know, your, what is it called, your experiments and all of that, but I don't want to be your lab rat. I know how this is going to end, so I want to be prepared. I want to start preparing. So the guy tells him all of this and tells him that every single year I give out my money, and you know, before I read my last, every of it is going to be given out to people that need it. And then when the guy hears all of this, he's so touched, he's crying, and he's like, I felt so many times like, you know, I couldn't ever live up to you. I've wanted so much to just for one day have what you have, and I never knew, right? And the guy's like, it happened, right? No one ever knows, just the surface that we know. It's just the surface. And the guy did die a couple of weeks after that conversation, actually. And just as he said, it was published that every of his assets had been given out. He didn't have kids or any family, you know. Of course, his intimate family got what they had, or got what he gave them. But, you know, his money, his own money was given out. And it was carried on news and all of that. The guy was just the 25-year-old guy. He felt so touched by that. Now, what am I trying to bring out of the story, right? I'm not saying that is until someone dies, they will go, oh my God, forbid, right? But what I'm trying to say is that from the surface, it looks so easy to jump to conclusions, right? It seems like we all have it figured out. You know, the rich people, you see them and you automatically conclude that, you know, they have a good life. It comes like a two-way package, right? You're rich, you're perfect. You're rich, you're comfortable. You're rich, you're satisfied. You're rich, you're happy. But it's not always like that. You know, so I tell people, when you chase this money with all of your might, with all of your life, also chase happiness, because really it's not the same. You know, don't expect to get this package and expect the other package inside. No. Okay, so I want you to have a clear understanding of what you want for yourself, and don't just expect that it comes as an attachment. It does not. Not everybody that is rich is happy, and not everybody that's poor is sad. We have to understand and change our mentality in that. Okay, so you understanding your own journey is very important to being happy, because personally, I would say it over and over again, I'd rather be happy than rich. And I mean, for me to be happy, I mustn't be poor, right? I can be okay, I can be comfortable, because I know I'm walking, right? I'm not lazy, I'm not waiting for anybody to come feed me, I'm walking. So I'm comfortable, I have what to eat, I can feed and fend for my family. But I just don't have that, you know, that bulk amount in my account. But I am good to go. And that makes me happy, because I have much more than any rich person can boast of. I don't know what they have, but I'm telling them that from my own end, I have it. I have that life. And of course, every single day of my life, I'm going to keep working to make it better. But at the moment, I have something that is good. And that is what I want for as many people as can just understand that life is much more than money. We owe it to ourselves to find our path. What will give us joy? What will bring us fulfillment? It is only us that can actually find that out. It's a personal search and a personal process and a personal path. So I say to you that living is about you understanding your journey. It's about you understanding your passion. It's about you understanding your options. It's about you strategizing to actually get where you want. You have to have a clear picture. You have to know the whys and the when and the where. You might not have it figured out all at once, right? But for every single decision that you make, it must fall in line with that thing that you want to achieve, so that you're not living all over the place and scattered all over the place, right? That is the process. There's no fixed process. There is no process to live it. There is no manual. There's no quick and bam, you've made it. No, not even a successful person can necessarily tell you this is what you do when you become successful. It might not work for you. That is not how it works, right? So it's a personal thing to understand what life is offering to you, because life has a million and one parts just waiting to be explored. And that is why I say it over and over again. Let's stop basing our lives and our whole of our existence on money. That orientation needs to change. So the story that I told you earlier, it was told to me by a friend, actually. I don't know how true it is, but I believe that it's actually very true. She didn't tell me names or anything. We're having a conversation. And she wanted to bring out a lesson from that, right? So she told me the story, and I always felt like there was one thing that was missing in that story, right? And I always felt that if a person had so much and was willing to give out so much, in fact, all of it, then how is there no joy? Where is the karma, right? How is there no satisfaction? How is there no good end? Because that is what we are all aiming for, right? So I do so much and then I give out so much. Where is my own good? Right? Because the story at no point ever said that the guy got this or got that. And perhaps she didn't tell me the full. But I always felt like he was cheated. And that brings me to my very next point. We shouldn't expect a replica of a person's outcome for ourselves. You can do every good thing on the surface of earth and not get one back. So I tell it to you that you don't do good and expect good. No, you don't base your satisfaction on, okay, I'm giving this person this, now I'm going to be happy when I get it back. You're probably are going to dissect. right? So I'm telling you that the joy should come from the giving. The first instance of joy should be that act of giving, that act of having purpose, that act of doing something. You found a structure in your life. You're doing something. You found a purpose. Believe it or not, that is your process. So the journey to the end, to the destination, you have found that. Now that is where the joy should be coming from, which is why I said that those chasing tomorrow might never ever actually get that satisfaction, because the satisfaction should be in the now, in the today, in the right now. Do that thing that will bring you joy right now. So if what you're doing isn't giving you joy, change it. You need to find what you can do, what you love to do, that you enjoy every step of the way. Because I said, if the step is good, then tomorrow has no option but to be good. If today is good, tomorrow has absolutely no option but to be good. Because tomorrow is just another today, right? There is no day that is actually tomorrow. It's just, we haven't gotten there yet, but every single day we have, if we make it good, then where is it tomorrow that wants to be bad? So find your happiness, find your joy in the process, and stop waiting for the outcome, stop waiting for that end, stop chasing that tomorrow, stop waiting for that later that you're going to get back, that you're going, no, enjoy the steps that you take towards becoming what you want. That is my advice to anybody that's listening to this. Understand that there is no manual to becoming successful. There is no manual to becoming satisfied. You have to understand and choose your own parts and choose your own process. Make your own manual, choose your own steps. And you might not have it all figured out, but the here, the now should be a happy one for you. And if you can actually achieve that, and walk continuously in those happy steps, then your tomorrow is going to be happy. And that is life. That is a good life, actually. So you understanding the process and loving the process, that is it. That is all I've been trying to make you understand, right? We don't have a second chance at life. We might not remember any of this. It's just now and here is all that we are certain about. So you take it each step, each day, like there is no tomorrow, and you make today the best one yet. Practical advice, being realistic, saying what is real, knowing what you can and can't do, realizing that there is a borderline between dreaming and living, waking up and realizing that you just can't. Yeah, I hear all of your thoughts. I feel them too, you know? I could tell you that all of those are just mental blocks. You could sleep and wake up all morning and it's no longer there and you carry on with your life, right? I could tell you that none of those worries are actually real, they're just superficial. And or I could tell you that you could just rebel, right? I could tell you could rebel. I could tell you so many things, but I don't know that much, so I'm going to tell you one thing that I do know. And that is the fact that you are the one that has to sleep with yourself at night. You're the one that has to contain your thoughts. You're the one that has to carry your head on your neck. And so your conscience, your regrets, your mistakes, your everything, it's inside of your head, So you adding society this, society that to your head. I don't see the point. I don't see the why. Right, so the societal constraints and that non-existent law that just somehow tells everybody that you cannot do beyond this and this. You know, there's just fine line between what you can do and what you can't. It's that simple. There's no question. It's just like that, right? And the fact that you have to live with those regrets for the rest of your life, I'll put it to you, you tell me, right, which of these two is more mental and which is more real? I put it to you, you answer that, think about it, right? But I just know that my point is clear, right? Life is personal for each and every one of us. It's a journey for each and every one of us. So you have it as a responsibility personally to live a life that you can be proud of. Live a life that is satisfactory. Live a life that is fulfilling. Live a life that has as little regrets as humanly possible. So all of these constraints and whatnot, really, I try not to bother myself about them, because you and you alone has the responsibility of living your life. Nobody's going to come do that for you. So all these excellent factors and the chit-chat all around, I mean, well, you know what to do with them. I don't want to say, but you know what to do with them. Okay, so I say over and over again, understand your part, choose your part, and start walking towards what you want. It's that simple. No one is going to do it for you. And if you're living for other people, no one's going to regret it with you either. It's you all the way. So start to understand that you have to start now to walk towards your joy, because the end product is going to be your fault. Oh yes, no matter what might have led you to deciding what you did, it's going to be your fault how you end or where you end. And I sincerely hope for you that is a good end. I sincerely hope that for you. So start now. Sit by yourself. Think about it. What you want from life. Where you want to be. How you want to end. That has never been more real. There is nothing as real as it. So you know that we all live to die. But before we die, we ought to live. So start living today and stop chasing after tomorrow. Walk to perfect, or come as close to perfect as you can today. So that at the end, you can look back and you see good years. You remember your years for something good, right? You don't just live to become a doctor. You don't live to become a lawyer. You don't live to become a teacher. Along that way, what you do is what is actually the living aspect of it. The doctor, you know, is just beginning of another journey. But before you get there, what have you done? You know, how have you lived up until that point? Is it what remembering? That is what life is all about. None of your years should be just because of the next. You know, you don't live this year because of next year. No, you live this year for this year because you want to remember 2020, because you want to remember 2018, because you want to remember 2010. You live each day, each second, as though there is no next. And you make it good, because that is how you just have a satisfactory life. That is how it is. Because every single accomplishment you make right now, it's not going to disappear. It's not going to be forgotten tomorrow, right? But tomorrow is what we don't have. So you walk in like hell because you want to get to tomorrow and become a rich man. What about today? How many more todays are going to waste just because you want a successful tomorrow? These are the questions that you have to ask yourself. You have to start now to walk towards being happy. You have to start now to start being happy. Right now, that joy, that satisfaction, start it now, because we really don't know just about how long we have. That is what I'm trying to say here. Understand your process, understand life, understand your journey. Have that picture in your head of where you want to go. And then on your way there, you are going to enjoy it, because it is what you've chosen for yourself. It is a path that you've individually chosen. And so you will have no one to fault. Because you chose, you said, I want to do this, right? So you ought to enjoy it. And I say to you, that there is no more beautiful life than a happy one. So stop chasing and start living. Okay? Start living.
Well, that is it for today, guys. I hope that you've learned something. I honestly appreciate you for staying with me to this point. I appreciate every single one of you for staying up with me to this point. I know I can talk and sometimes forget myself, but I hope as well that you learned something, right? Out of all of the talk, I'm sure there are very good things, lessons actually scattered around. So please and please pick up one of them and let it work for you. As little as might be, that is the whole essence of this, right? It wouldn't make any sense if I just wasn't making any sense, right? Okay, I gotta run now. It's been absolutely amazing being able to say all that I have said, and my mouth hurts. I really got to stop talking for a little while after this. Yeah, I'm just going to seal up my mouth for the rest of the evening. And for everyone listening out there, I appreciate you again. Okay, same time, same place next week. I gotta run now. I really want to keep on talking, but I probably won't be able to stop, so I'm going to end it here now. Okay, bye guys, have a good week, and see you next week, or you see me next week. I never actually quite get how to say that, because you won't see me, so I don't know how to say. Would it be later, or should I just say later? I'll figure it out. Bye guys.